NC Democratic Governor vetoes pro-life "born alive" bill. Written by Raven Klabow. Friday, April, 19, 2019. North Carolina Democratic Governor Roy Cooper has vetoed a measure that would have protected babies born alive during a late-term abortion, proving once again that the Democratic Party has become the pro-infanticide party. Under the legislation, healthcare practitioners would be required to provide life-saving care for newborns born alive during botched abortions. Those who fail to do so could face a felony and prison time, along with fines and civil damages, The Washington Times reports. Cooper contends the legislation is unnecessary. Laws already protect newborn babies, and this bill is an unnecessary interference between doctors and their patients, Cooper wrote in his veto message. This needless legislation would criminalize doctors and other health care providers for a practice that simply does not exist, but according to the North Carolina Values Coalition, five states reported at least 25 children were born alive during attempted abortions in 2017, and while North Carolina does not maintain those sort of statistics, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported more than 140 infant deaths nationwide involved induced terminations from 2003 to 2014, The Times writes. There is also video evidence that contradicts claims that "born alive" legislation is needless. Live Action President Lila Rose issued a statement outlining this evidence. Live Action has documented on camera how abortionists in our country's notorious late-term abortion facilities talk about survivors of abortion. Washington, D.C. abortionist Cesare Santangelo told our undercover investigators that he would make sure babies do not survive if they were born alive at his facility. A New York abortion worker told our Live Action investigator to flush the baby down the toilet or put it in a bag if she's born alive. In Arizona, an abortion worker told us there may be movement after the baby is outside of the mother and that they would refuse to provide help and instead let her die. Dr. Deshaun Taylor, former medical director for Planned Parenthood, told a Center for Medical Progress investigator that identifying signs of life after a baby survives an abortion is contingent upon who's in the room. Governor Cooper seems to be taking a page right out of Ralph Northam's book. The governor of Virginia said in a January radio interview that he supports infanticide of babies who survive botched abortions, also citing the intimate relationship between the patient, the mother, and her doctor. This is why decisions such as this should be made by providers, physicians and the mothers and fathers that are involved, he said. When we talk about third trimester abortions, these are done with the consent of obviously the mother, with the consent of the physician, more than one physician, by the way, and it's done in cases where there may be severe deformities. There may be a fetus that's non-viable. Sadly, Cooper and Northam do not appear to be exceptions to the rule. 20 times Senate Democrats have blocked a Republican bill that threatens prison time for healthcare practitioners who do not attempt to save the life of infants born alive during failed abortions. If an abortion results in the live birth of an infant, the infant is a legal person for all purposes under the laws of the United States, and entitled to all the protections of such laws, reads the legislation, adding, any infant born alive after an abortion or within a hospital, clinic, or other facility has the same claim to the protection of the law that would arise for any newborn, or for any person who comes to a hospital, clinic, or other facility for screening and treatment or otherwise becomes a patient within its care. All of the prominent Democratic 2020 presidential hopefuls, Bernie Sanders of Vermont, Kamala Harris of California, Cory Booker of New Jersey, Kirsten Gillibrand of New York, Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, and Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, have voted down the measure. Still, pro-life lawmakers are taking a stand against the anti-life legislation that has sadly become a trend since New York passed its Reproductive Health Act. Following in New York's footsteps, legislatures in Rhode Island, New Mexico, Vermont, and Illinois have proposed measures to expand access to late-term abortions. Texas is close to passing its own "born alive" bill, which would likely be signed into law by GOP Governor Greg Abbott. Arkansas, North Dakota, Iowa, Mississippi, Kentucky, and Ohio have also passed fetal heartbeat bills that prohibits abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected. Unfortunately, many of those laws are currently not in effect as a result of court orders. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.